WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Two Israeli Defense Force officers have been dismissed following an independent report finding grave mistakes that led to the deadly airstrikes in Gaza, killing seven humanitarian aid workers. President Biden in a call yesterday with Israel's prime minister demanding changes to protect civilians and boost aid, and for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to finalize a ceasefire and hostage release deal. ABC's Selena Wang says the president also reached out to Arab leaders.
And today I'm learning that the president has written a letter to the leaders of Egypt and Qatar to urge them to get commitments from Hamas to agree to a deal and to stick to the deal.
A rare earthquake struck in New Jersey, jolting the region today. The 4.8 magnitude quake centered about an hour outside New York City. No major reports of damage, but it was felt as far away as Philadelphia. Employers adding 303,000 jobs in March, better than expected, and a sign the labor market remains robust even with stubborn inflation. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
After hearing testimony on Thursday from two law enforcement officers, a Manitowoc County judge ruled there was enough evidence to move the case forward against 39-year-old Jesse Vang in the disappearance of 3-year-old Elijah Vu. The judge also denied a defense motion to drop the case against Vang. The man from Two Rivers, Wisconsin, was formally charged in February with one felony count of party to a crime child neglect in Elijah's disappearance. Vang is being held on a $20,000 cash bond with his arraignment hearing set for April 16th. Vang is the boyfriend of Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer of Wisconsin Dells, who was also charged in February with one felony count of party to a crime child neglect and two misdemeanor counts of resisting or obstructing an officer. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low mid-20s. Sunny, warmer with the wind picking up tomorrow, high mid-50s. Cloudy, breezy, some showers Sunday, high only mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with a few more showers around on Monday, highs upper 50s. Warming trend into the 60s for the rest of next week. Think you need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 51 degrees.
99.7.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, Deep Grand Trance after 5 p.m. We've got y'all caught up on the news and the weather, and that means the weekend is here. Let's get back into the music with Depeche Mode on Max FM.
FM.
And more 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you on Friday night. Let's take a moment to wish the best of luck to freshman Lily Rogers and senior Mackenzie McMahon, who are throwers on the Baraboo High School track and field team, as they compete at the WTFA Indoor State Championship meet in Shotput events tomorrow, April 6th, 9:30 a.m. at the UW Whitewater. There are over 65 entries in the shot put. Currently, Mackenzie is seated 36th with a mark of 33 feet, 8.5 inches, and Lily is seated 3rd with a mark of 40 feet, 6.5 inches. Good luck and feet farther. We want to hear how you guys do, so let us know. Wish them well on Saturday. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by Earth, Wind, and Fire on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
Can Clark carry her team to the title? Good evening. I'm Doug Russell with sports. Women's basketball has never been more popular. This weekend, starting tonight, the NCAA will crown its champion. AP Player of the Year Caitlin Clark and her Iowa Hawkeyes take on Germantown native K.K. Arnold and UConn in the late game. The early game will pit South Carolina against NC State. Meanwhile, tomorrow in Phoenix, it's Championship Saturday. NC State plays Purdue at 5 p.m. That'll be followed by Alabama taking on UConn. The Crimson Tide, of course, coached by Watertown native Nate Oates, who spent 3 seasons as an assistant at Whitewater. Also tomorrow, the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame will announce its class of 2024. Among the finalists, former Badgers coach Bo Ryan, who also spent two seasons at Milwaukee and won four national championships at Platteville. To baseball, the Brewers host the Mariners tonight, game one of a three-game weekend series at AmFam Field. The crew had 2 days off this week. They now play 13 in a row. And the Bucks take on the Raptors tonight starting at 7. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep Coach on Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. Andy, that number is 608-355-9970. Get those requests ready now for Saturday at the 60s and 70s with Kevin Kellogg every Saturday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Here's Duran Duran on Max FM.
Body coming through on the red. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Take me home tonight.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Here's Phil Collins, You Can't Hurry Love on Max FM.
Max FM.
I've been sleeping all alone. dog, people think I'm crazy. Stuffing on my feet, shuffling to the street, asking people, what's the matter with you, boy?
Come.
some moments of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, Dave Grant, hanging out with you on Friday night. This weekend is the Bearable Mystery Weekend, and PHP is having a Brat Fry fundraiser tomorrow and Sunday at the PHP headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is to benefit PHP's career development program. The menu includes grilled brats, grilled Italian sausages, the infamous all-beef franks, chips, soda, or water. They thank you for your support and look forward to seeing you tomorrow or on Sunday. For more information, go to phpwisconsin.org. Coming up, we will have a look at weather news by the police on Max FM.
Shop great prices on our huge whiskey selection this week at Pierce's East and West Express and BWP Liquor in Lake Delt. Pierce's Barrel Pick of 750 milliliter bottles of Jack Daniels, $39.99 each. Pierce's Barrel Pick of Redemption High Rye Whiskey, a 750 milliliter bottle, is $34.99. And Woodford Reserve Straight Bourbon Whiskey is $30.99. Options for all price ranges, such as a 1.75 liter bottle of Canadian Club Whiskey at just $16.99. Great deals on beer, wine, and all of our other spirits as well. Pierce's Express Markets, serving the area for over 99 years.
You can create beautiful memories with custom-fit 14-karat gold or sterling silver permanent jewelry. At Love Lash & Weld, you can create unique jewelry by choosing sparkling chains and charms for necklaces, bracelets, rings, anklets, and more. For Mother's Day, birthdays, or any special occasion, trust Love Lash & Weld of Baraboo to help you put together the perfect gift. Ask about a permanent jewelry party to enjoy with friends. Call 60- 408-477-8331 to book an appointment today.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Tonight, it's a night of great piano music at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells as Brian Harris returns to the stage with his tribute to Elton John and Billy Joel. These two artists combined have sold over 450 million albums worldwide, and you'll hear all the hits from these two superstars in one spectacular show at the Legacy Dinner Theater tonight. With Brian's tribute to Elton John, you'll get spot-on vocals, wild costuming, and the endless energy that Elton John himself is known for. And as Billy Joel, Brian brings the incredible songwriting, vocals, and piano chops that has made the Piano Man legendary. You'll be singing along to your favorites all night long tonight at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells. And Saturday night, it's the most authentic tribute to ZZ Top, Eliminator. But hurry, tickets are going fast. Get yours now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a realtor can help answer. Because realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low mid-20s. Sunny, warmer with the wind picking up tomorrow, high mid-50s. Cloudy, breezy, some showers Sunday, high only mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with a few more showers around on Monday, highs upper 50s. Warming trend into the 60s for the rest of next week. Think you need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 49 degrees.
99.7.
Solution to our trouble evolution. hits, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.